Amen. Beautiful anthem. It's so good to see you this morning, and you see this wonderful group of young people and their adult leaders who are making their way into the sanctuary as we are preparing for our Belize mission trip. We have just come from the First United Methodist Church. This is for 4 years now. Our two churches have worked together. This is the second time we've done our Belize mission together, and we've been able to go to Passport together, and it's been a wonderful relationship. I'm going to invite Zoe Mize to come, and Zoe, why don't you just go up to the pulpit? That would probably work better. And she's going to share a gospel lesson with us.
Good morning. Today I'm going to be reading from Mark 2, verses 1 through 5. A few days later, when Jesus again entered Capernaum, the people heard that he had come home. They gathered in such large numbers that there was no room left, not even outside the door, and he preached the word to them. Some men came, bringing to him a paralyzed man, carried by the four of them. Since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, they made him an opening in the roof above Jesus by digging through it, and then lowered the mat the man was lying on. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralyzed man, "Son, your sins are forgiven."
Thank you, Zoe. I've been going to Belize for 35 years. That's a long time, isn't it? But Belize has become holy ground, not only for me, but also for Joyce, because we have been able to experience through these 3.5 decades many life-changing, life-defining, and transformational experiences. And we are so excited about going to Belize with this wonderful group of young people and to be able to share this time with them. We're working with the Belmopan Baptist Church in Vacation Bible School. The theme of the Bible School is All for Jesus. And the story that Zoe just shared with you from the second chapter of Mark is one of the Bible stories that we will be sharing with the kids. And I wanted to take that story to introduce our mission. There were four friends. It took four of them to bring their friend to Jesus. We couldn't do this mission trip on our own. Number one, our first, most important friend is Jesus. We are all children of the Heavenly Father. We've been blessed from the day we were born. And not only that, God has called us to be His children. He's called us to be a part of His family. And He has called us to be ambassadors for Christ. And one of the things that we have said in a covenant statement that everyone has signed, this mission trip is not about us. We believe with all of our heart that God has called us to go on mission to Belize. The second friend would be the families of these wonderful young people. You know, Joyce and I have known these kids from the Baptist Church since the day they were born. And we've been able to watch them grow up and to see them in Sunday school and Bible school and to be able to share Passport experiences with them and to be able to be with them in Belize and to see the difference that it will make in their life is something that is truly powerful. And for the last 4 years, it's been our privilege. I've been able to work with my good friend Lee Mabe and to get to know these wonderful young people from First United Methodist Church. Sarah Hoover, who's going to speak in just a moment, was with us 3 years ago when we went to Belize, and this has been a wonderful partnership. The third friend would be our respective churches. We couldn't do this without you, without your generosity, without the fact that this congregation and First United Methodist are committed to provide the best youth ministry possible so that these young people can have every opportunity to grow in grace and to have the spiritual experiences necessary to reach their full potential. You have been so generous through the tree that we had, through the fundraisers, and we want to, from the bottom of our hearts, we want to say thank you. And then that was three friends. There was one more. The theme of our Bible school is All for Jesus. Well, I want you to know something. These young people are ready to give all for Jesus. I saw my good friend Trey Schoaf last Sunday. And Trey was with us on a mission trip a number of years ago, and we were reminiscing about a story. One night, we were in a vehicle, and we were on our way back to the camp. And if you've never been to Belize at night, you don't know darkness until you are in Belize at nighttime. There are no gas stations. And we had about 30 or 40 miles to go to the closest gas station, and I realized that the vehicle that I was driving, and this is one of Poncho's, by the way. Yeah, Poncho is the good vehicles. Then we got Henry, but that's another story. The gas gauge wasn't working, and we were actually on empty. I had three boys in the back seat. I had Trey Shove, Colin Beamer, and Jack Davis. And they were just having the best time. I said, boys, we got a situation. This is serious. We're about to run out of gas. You better start praying. Well, you know what? They did. They prayed out loud. They went to the throne of grace and banged on the door. And they said, God, you can't let us run out of gas. We've got to make it. Well, we did. And when we coasted into the gas station, I just let out a sigh of relief and I said, guys, we just coasted in on fumes. And Trey Schoaf said, no, we didn't. He said, we've been driving on faith. Well, that's what this is all about. It's learning to live by faith. I'm going to invite Lee Mabe to come up and to share a few words with us. To be able to work with Lee, who has been carrying young people on international trips for years and years, is just really a joy. And Lee, we thank you. We're so excited about this partnership, and we're looking forward to another great experience.
Thank you, Ray. Voice if I need to, that's fine. Anyway, good morning. It's nice to see all of you this morning. I want to begin by saying thank you for your church, the members of First Baptist Church, and for this community and the family and this youth group from the First Baptist Church for inviting us to be a part of this mission trip. For myself, my wife DeLee, and Emmy and Rebecca, the ones that are going again on this trip that went 3 years ago, we were absolutely amazed at how our experience was at that. It was just an incredible experience. And we were impressed so much with your youth, how they acted, how they ran that vacation Bible school. It was just an incredible experience. And we really were so excited about the opportunity to do it again. So my job also is to share with you a little bit about what is going to be happening that I regretted to say at the Methodist Church, so I'll share it with you. We are leaving Saturday morning, and that is in the earliest sense of Saturday morning. We're going to meet in your parking lot at 2:30 a.m., and our flight leaves at 7, and we will be eating lunch in Belize at one of Ray and Joyce's favorite places, it's kind of the tradition with this mission trip to eat at Cheers. We will lead the worship service at the Baptist Church there in Belmopan on Sunday morning. I'll be back into my usual part of leading the music. Ray will be doing the sermon, and we will be leading that service next Sunday morning. The following Monday, we will begin the Vacation Bible School that will go Monday through Friday. Friday afternoon, we're going to do some things with the youth of that church, a cookout, and hang out for a while. And then on Saturday, Sunday, we're going to go out to the coast and spend 2 days of hanging out and getting the opportunity to rest a little bit before we get up really early on that Monday morning and head back here. So I want to say thank you for your support. I want to say a special thank you to Ray and Joyce. When Ray was talking about how many times he's been there, I truly believe this. And that when you see, when you get to the airport, people in Belize call him by first name. They know him so well down there. And when we first talked about doing this and paying cash for some of our vehicles the first time, some of our finance committee members of the Methodist Church were doing, "You're doing what?" And I said, "Nope, got this worked out. Ray knows how to make this work," and it did. And that's the kind of relationships that we are feel very fortunate to take these youth and tell our parents we're going to take them, we're going to take care of them, we're going to bring them back safe, and they're going to have an amazing experience. So thank you, Ray. Thank you, Joyce, for all of your work. Probably over the last month, he and I have emailed or texted multiple times a day, and I'm sure we will be in the leading up to Saturday. And you know, it's Saturday when we eat lunch. Will be the first time that this entire group has been together since we started this trip. Everybody's had stuff to do, and like today, I have one of our parents and one of our youth that's still in California on their way home. They won't be home until Tuesday and then turn around and leave with us on Saturday morning. I think one of the youth from the Baptist Church is not here. So it won't be when we leave, it won't be until we get there that we'll all be together. We've been working on this on a monthly basis, planning this trip and making this happen. So at the Methodist Church, I thought it very appropriate to thank Ray and to thank Joyce by applause, and I would like for you to do the same thing. Would you help me say thank you to Ray and Joyce for this? Thanks. I'm going to ask Sarah if she'll come forward now. Sarah just graduated from the School of Math and Science. She is excited about attending Wake Forest this fall. She was a part of this mission trip with us in 2015. I ask her to share a few thoughts.
Hello, my name is Sarah, and as previously said, this will be my second time going to Belize. When I went to Belize last time, I saw God everywhere. I saw God in the more obvious places, like in the church when we were sharing. I was part of the song group last year, so when we were singing songs about Christ with the children, I saw God in their service when the woman came dancing down the aisle and went on in their praise and their song. And I saw God in places where you wouldn't think you would see him. I saw him in the children when they got snack because they'd never seen animal crackers and goldfish before, and they were just so grateful to have such cool-shaped crackers one day. And I saw God in the sunset that went over the water on Pelican Bay, which is where we stay for the last couple nights. I saw God in the squirrel crossing sign where they were trying to just protect some of the few animals like they had when we were going down the road. So God is everywhere in this mission trip, and God is here because you have allowed us to go, and you've allowed me to go for my second time. And when you go on a mission trip like this, when you put two different groups together, two churches are coming together, the Methodist Church and the Baptist Church, you may not know everyone that's going on the trip with you. I personally did not know everyone that I was going on the trip with last time, but by the end of the 10 days, I had known everyone on such a spiritual level. We had grown in faith together, we had spread the word of God together, and I had created bonds with these people that I only know for 10 days, stronger than some of the bonds with people I've known for a lifetime. This is such an amazing opportunity, and I'm just so grateful for you and everyone that's made this possible. Thank you so much.
Good morning. This will be my first time going to Belize, and I cannot express how excited I am. Throughout my childhood, I have heard many stories of people that have gone to Belize, but in each of the stories, they have always mentioned how it's left such an unforgettable impact on their life. And I can say now, even before the trip, that I do not doubt that it will do the same for me. While we are there, we will be putting on a Bible school, as everyone has mentioned, and I'll be working with crafts. So I cannot wait to spread God's love through the hands-on activities we have planned that relate to our theme, All for Jesus. I'm eager to build new relationships, experience what would have never been possible without this trip, and become closer with my youth group. But most importantly, I'm excited and ready to grow my faith and build my relationship with God. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Hannah, and I'm here to talk about why I'm excited to go back to Belize. So previously, I've been to Belize with my grandparents for a vacation, but also for a mission trip. But regardless, whatever the reason you may go, you will come back with a different aspect of life. And I'm looking forward to that because it gives me the opportunity to make a difference in another country and yet in myself. Going down there and seeing their lifestyle, no matter their life story, you come back here and you realize what you have and how fortunate we really are. Last time we went down there, when we went to Vacation Bible School, I would often wear like a headband or a hair tie in my hair. And every day I would have a little girl come up to me and ask for it. And of course I would give it to them because why not? But something so small and minor and something you can find anywhere back home meant so much to them. And they just radiate love and positivity. And we go down there to teach them, but when we come home, they really taught us.
Good morning. This will also be my second time going to Belize, and I'm excited about growing closer to God as well as the people going on the trip with me, and as well as making a positive impact on the other people's lives. I'm also looking forward to possibly meeting up with some of the kids that I grew so close with on the last trip, just seeing how happy and sweet those kids were who came from basically nothing was just an incredible experience, and I can't wait to experience that again. The kids had such a positive impact on my life, and it was crazy, so I just can't wait to experience that again. And I left Belize with such a different aspect. I came more appreciative of everything in my life, and I had an inspiration to have as big of an impact in Lexington as we did in Belize, so I can't wait to experience that again.
Good morning. My name's Zoe Mize, and this is also my first time going to Belize, and I couldn't be more ready to go, and I'm so excited. In church, I would always hear Ray and Joyce and several other people talk about when they're coming back from Belize and how they would host a Vacation Bible School. And I thought that the idea of doing that in a different place was so cool, and I wanted to do it also. Now I have the greatest opportunity to go and teach little kids about God and all of his love that he has for us. From the minute I knew I was getting to go, I've been excited. One of the main reasons that I'm excited to go is because I get to go to a place other than North Carolina and other than our church to help and to teach kids about how much God loves them. And I'm also excited that I get to grow closer to my youth group and experience God in a new and exciting way.
For those of you that don't know me, my name is Sarah Hall, and I'm going to be a junior in high school. I've grown up in First Baptist Lexington, and I've watched many of the others go to Belize. They've all came back and told about a life-changing experience. Now I get to have my own experience. I'm absolutely ecstatic over the fact that I will be worshiping at Belmopan Baptist Church in a week. I'm looking forward to being able to experience a different way of worship. The following days, we will lead a Vacation Bible School where I am a part of the Bible study team. We will be presenting the daily Bible story through skits. I'm eager to share the stories of all the people that gave all for Jesus to the children. Not only am I sharing God's word, but like our mission statement says, I am serving the Lord using the talents he has given me. So today I'm happy to tell you, I am ready to be the hands and feet of God, to become closer to him, and not only an example to the Belizean children, but to the children here. Thank you for the encouragement and the support leading up to this week.
Thank you. You see why we're excited with all these wonderful young people? I'd take these kids anywhere because they make us proud. And they're going to make you proud as they represent you, as they represent the Methodist Church, they represent this community and their family, but most importantly, as they represent Christ.